The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
As we all know, the best medicine for a loss is a win. And after Tuesday night's trip to Gordonsville, the teams from Clay County are in need of some healing. A pair of close conference losses has the black, purple, and gold squads both sitting even at 2-2 in District 7A play as they welcome in their canine counterparts who've made the short eastward commute from Redbone Springs into the heart of true Bulldog country. Both Tara Pryor and Dustin McKinney's teams are desperately seeking victories as they're both 0-4 in the league. Another thing we all know is that a wounded dog is the most dangerous to approach. Try not to get bit as we get set for the season's second Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
All right. Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Our 12th basketball broadcast of the season for the sixth time this year right here in Joe Sims Gym. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be taking care of the play-by-play this evening. Joining me throughout the evening will be Mr. Joe Sims himself and Doug Strong. Join me right now, the traditional intro, our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, as always, Daniel. Back here in the place we know best, Joe Sims, Jim, for the first District 7A rematch of the season and the second Battle of the Bulldogs. You know, Clay County handled Red Bull and Springs, both girls and boys, the last time out, but you never know what's going to happen in this league.
You don't, especially with Red Bull and Springs rivalry contest. Both of their teams are down this year, but like we said in the intro, they're desperate for wins. We'll watch for them tonight. They're hungry.
And it's going to be a couple of good ones here between these neighboring county rivals, but we wouldn't be here to witness it without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board several years back and sticking with us throughout about eight seasons of this. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who is our presenting sponsor this year. They partnered with the Horizon Sports Network to help, and we're going to help them spread their message to parents about the consequences of marijuana, and they want them to talk to their children about that, and we're going to try to help them get that message out. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollo Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games down at Gordsville in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollo Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not out yet, we'll just summarize the Gordsville games. We had a double overtime thriller in the girls' game, which unfortunately didn't go the Lady Dogs well as they the Lady Dogs way, as they fell 77-68 after playing an extra quarter with the Tigerettes. Clay County trailed the entire first quarter and by four at the break. They then got down by as many as seven in the third before they closed out the frame on an 8-0 run and to lead 38-35 heading into the fourth. There the Lady Dogs again fell behind before Ella Eads and Baylor Walden made some clutch free throws to put Clay County up by three in the waning seconds, and that's when Gorsville hit a miraculous buzzer-beating three to send it into overtime. The teams then matched each other with 5 points in the first extra period before Gordsville gained control early in the second overtime and claimed the victory. Ella Eads finished with 22. Natalie Smith had 16. Baylor Walden had 13. Haley Garrison, 9. Lacey Wicks, 5. And Claire Kendall, 3 for the Lady Dogs. Daniel, you talk about the effort. It was definitely there. Just one of those that didn't go our way.
No, it certainly didn't. Now, you know, offensively, had a good night. Just couldn't stop Gordsville. They shot that well, and we talked about that night. Tough to go on the road in this league. Hopefully, we'll get them here at home next time.
And unfortunately, the Dogs also came up on the wrong end of a highly competitive game at Gordsville as they fell 68-63 to the Tigers, despite a 27-point outing from Nolan Adams and 16 more from his older brother, Nate Adams. Clay County led by 2 at the end of the first, but fell behind by 9 at the break and never led again as Gordsville held off a furious Bulldog rally down the stretch. Besides the Adams brothers, Lance Burchett had 7, Hayden Adams 6, Warner Melton 6, and Cole Leeds 1 in that one, Daniel. We saw the younger Adams and the former Nolan really put on a show in that one as they concentrated on his big brother, who ended up with a nice game himself. And but Gordonsville, a solid squad, still gave the Dogs the L.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned effort. Credit the Dogs on the effort on the back end of that just to get tied again. You know, Gordon's up about 15 before we cut it.
They did. Folks, we hope to see the Dogs and Lady Dogs rebound here tonight at home against Red Bowling Springs. And we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts free game show as we get ready again for the Battle of the Bulldogs, Clay County and Red Bowling Springs.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update. Action Friday night. We talked about it just now. Clay County lost to Gordonsville 68-77 in double overtime. And another one everybody had their eyes on, Coach Sims. Pickett County beat Carr Crane 67-55. Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffs kept it close in Burchtown, though.
Yeah, a little closer than I probably would expect it after, you know, they didn't play too good against us. I guess they played better up there, scored more points anyway.
Yeah.
Of course, Pickett's, you know, not hardly as strong as they was since Reeders left them, but they're still a good team, you know.
Definitely a big game there. Pickett County's sole ownership now of the top of the standings. We'll get to those in a second. Tonight's action, 6-11, Clay County hosting 4-14, Redbourne Springs. 15-6, Clark Range hosting 8-9, Gordonsville. Now, that one's at Clark Range, so I look for it to be one-sided. But Gordonsville proved the other night, if they shoot that way, they can play with anybody.
That's right. I mean, Clark Range, they definitely have home court, but now they have – been a few strange games up there, you know, over the years. So,
right.
You know, Gordonsville, you know, if they can shoot the ball like that, night in and night out, you know, they'll get a bunch of people some trouble.
Yeah,
know?
For sure. Pickett County idle tonight, 16-3 record on the season. They will be at Stone Memorial tomorrow night. Sometimes that's a good contest. Stone's ladies down this year, though, 6-13 record overall. Of course, tomorrow, Clay County will be down at South Pittsburgh. Current District 7A standings, Lady Bobcats in front at 4-0. Clark Range, Clay County, and Gordonsville on a three-way tie for second place, all 2-2. And then Redbourne Springs in last place at 0-4. Girls 7A update has been brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. He's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and get into Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to us by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on this rematch with Redbourne Springs back on January the 7th. Made the trip over there. Coach came away with a 48-26 win. Can we repeat it?
Yeah, I hope we even do better than that because we didn't shoot the ball very good down there the first half. Second half, we shot it a little better. But, you know, we only scored, I think it was 17-4 at halftime. Held them to no field goals the first half. They had 4 foul shots. So, you know, after the last 2 games, offensively, we've been better. So, you know, hopefully we can – you know, add continue to improve on that, then, you know, shoot a little better percentage and put the ball in the hole a little more. You know, Matt was pretty disappointed in our defensive effort the other night. Maybe we can, you know, pick that up a little too.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time for the playing of the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money down, low-cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
You're listening to a presentation of Horizon Sports Network, a live-stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the H&H Honorable Clement Parts pregame show, and time to wrap it up with Gone Country Cafe, serving up your Lady Dogs starting lineups. Redbone Springs, the visiting team tonight, wearing those gray travel jerseys, red numerals on them, trimmed in white. Head coach Tara Pryor, third season overall, a 4-14 record this season, 0-4 in District 7A play. They ran a five-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Redbone Springs, a freshman, number 10, Zoe McDuffie. Sophomore, number 11, Sydney Massengill. Freshman, number 14, Riley Bray. Sophomore, number 32, Allie Bates. And a senior, number 33, Dee Polk. Redbone will be shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. Shooting at the hoop to our left will be the Clay County Bulldogs, wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Matt Walker, ninth season overall, 183 wins to 90 losses during his career. 6-11 record this season, 2-2 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 3, Natalie Smith. Sophomore number 11, Haylen Garrison. Junior number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a junior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m. New extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time for the season's second Battle of the Bulldogs. Hadn't been long, January the 7th. As we said, these teams met in Redbone Springs. Clay County winners of that one. Final score, 48-26. Coach Sims, I had forgotten. You just rattled through those first half stats like it happened yesterday. Redbone only 4 points at the half. I forgot how anemic they had been offensively.
Yeah, I don't know what stands out to me for some reason. You know, somebody with no field goals in a half, that's pretty good.
It certainly is. Here we go.
It came like in the last minute.
Yeah, you're right. Natalie Smith with it, starting for Clay County after Wicks controls the tip. The sophomore gets to Ella Eads at right wing, inside onto Wicks, who's posted up, gets the Walden three ball. Natalie Smith left side, no good. Rebound, Redbone Springs. Always hard for my eyes to see red on gray there, so do the best I can. I believe freshman Zoe McDuffie going to run the point here. She gives over to Massengill, the sophomore now. Gives back to a teammate. Now it's Dee Polk, the lone senior of the squad, who comes out and gets it. Inside to a red lady who's posted up now. Three ball from right wing off of Allie Bates' hands. No good. A good rebound, though, by Red Bowen, and a travel going to be called now. Looking at those stats from the game report that assistant coach Metis provided from the last one, saw Redbone Springs have 24 rebounds, Clay County 30. So hopefully the Black, Purple, and Gold ladies can win that battle on the boards again today, Thomas.
Yeah, and they have for the most part all season long, thanks to the senior Lacey Wicks, who's leading the team in that category.
Certainly is, putting together numbers that are increasing on average with each game, 7.2 rebounds per contest right now for Wicks. Clay County looking for the first points in this one. Now each trying to three from left wing, no good. Becker Walden the rebound, kicks it back out to Eads again. Clay County lives to fight another day. Garrison a shot fake and drive, gives to Ella. Ella now to the block, kicks it over to Smith. Natalie slices into the lane, her floater up and good. Had a good night at Gordonsville on Tuesday night, did Natalie Smith, named her the TDS top performer from that contest, in part, Coach Sims, for what we just saw, going into the paint and finishing.
I thought she played really well down there, offensively.
6-10 and ticking here during this first quarter. Deep Polk with it, left wing for Redbone Springs, Clay County up 2-9. Redbone riding a five-game losing streak into this contest, and Ella Eads with a steal. The junior point guard quickly the other way, gives to Garrison. She sidesteps, shoots the three. Ooh, no good. Natalie Smith tries to keep it, and it goes off her fingertips. Balanced offensive attack for these five starters. For Coach Walker, Ella Eads does lead the way in scoring with 12 points per contest. Behind her, Garrison with 8.6. Smith with 7.2. Wicks with 6.5. And Walden with 6. So all of them close to double figures there. Hopefully they can solidify those numbers as we enter the home stretch of this season here. The second round matchups, Coach Sims, of these divisions. We've played everybody in the conference one time. Now we get into the repeat games.
Yeah, you need to hopefully learn something from the first time.
Walden on the inside, a nice move, just couldn't get it to go. And we've seen that. Of course, Baylor had a good night at Gordonsville. They're down the home stretch. But a lot of that inside stuff, like she just shot, just seems like it rolls off the rim on her sometimes. And I don't know. I guess there's a literal science behind it with the rotation. But
I don't know. Good shot, Bella, there.
Yes, it was. Didn't have to worry about what it did on the rim. Dropped straight down through the net. But Baylor doing a nice job in there, and her scoring starting to pick up. But part of it, you just got to keep taking those attempts. And they'll finally fall. Another turnover for Redbone Springs, so the offensive woes continue. Halfway point of this first quarter, 4:43 mark, and 5-0, Clay County in front. Red Bullen, he struggled even to get a shot off.
Yeah, we've already blocked about 3 or 4. I know that was at least the third block right there.
He's going to take it over from Smith. Ella gives to Baylor. Baylor at the top of the key, kicks to Garrison. Halen picks up the dribble and gives back to Natalie. Walden and Wicks both posting up, moving around, trying to create some separation. Lots of Lots of movement here. Wicks with it. Free throw line. Nice entry past the Walden. Shot up from right side. Good. That rolled the right way.
Yep. So she has a hard time to get some teams. But now this is a team here that she ought to be able to post up and score on. Cause
right.
They're not even bigger than she is.
Yeah, just a great high-low right there between the senior week.
Yeah, that'll be there all night unless they start doubling in or something.
Of course, Coach Walker with the coaching advantage in this battle. Coach Pryor, a three-year vet. Coach Walker, 9 years now that he's been a head coach and spent several years as an assistant prior to that. Some of them at his alma mater of Pickett County. Was down at Hermitage Springs for a few years doing peewee and junior high ball prior to coming over here and taking over this role when Coach Sims retired.
Kylie Bray, the freshman, with two free throws there for Ribbon Springs. Gets them on the board.
7-2 now the score with those free throws. Taking you up by five. There's a takeaway. Ribbon coming the other way with it. Massingill with it, left wing, steps out of bounds, so Clay County going to head back the other direction. Timeout taken on the floor, 3:36 mark of the first, Clay County in front, 7-2.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs in the girls' game 7-2 early on. 3:36 left here in open period, Daniel.
Ella Eads with it. Hands off to Clark Kendall, who's checked into the contest. Lacey Wicks goes baseline in the first foul of the contest. Maybe the second one. Overall call. Who picked up the one for us?
I don't know. When they shot those two foul shots down there, somebody did.
That's right. Second, they say, against Riley Bray. For Red Bull and Springs. Wicks on the inside. Nice pass from Baylor Walden. Baylor gets the assist. She's averaging 1.4 contest.
He reversed the high-low that time, but it still worked.
Hopefully going to be one of those nights where everything does.
Yeah, hopefully.
9-2 early in this one. 3-minute mark first quarter. Deep Hulk with it for Red Bull and drives the right side of the lane. A lot of contact, no whistles blow. Probably a good no call. Wicks moving the feet and Polk lunged into her, so both of them really was deserving of an infraction probably. Foul called on a lady dog. I had an obstructive view from a fan.
Lacey
with the foul. First personal against Wicks. At the line shooting.
It's Bray again.
Bray again. I can't see. Coach Sims, can you see those numbers on their jerseys or that ball?
Better than I used to, could.
I just struggle to see them.
2 years ago, I couldn't even see the jersey hardly. Now I got glasses, and then I had my cataracts worked on. I can see good at a distance now.
Well, I can see.
Yeah, they're.
They blend.
Yeah.
I can see Clay County's real good, you know.
I like that.
Here we are. 2:35 mark first quarter. Clay County back on the offensive with a 5-point lead, 9-4. Pass down on to Wicks. Now outside to Eads. Ella on the drive. Kicks it to Kendall. Fire hands off to Natalie. Natalie going to circle the wagons. Come out top. Get back to Ella. Three ball left side. No good. Rebound Wicks. Put back in there. Wicks draws the foul as well. Lacey going to the line to shoot free throws. Wicks a 28% free throw shooter on the season.
That's how you do it there. Keep it high, put it back in, Coach.
That's right. You know, Bader's got a terrible habit of always having to dribble the ball. There's times when you need to, but there's times that you don't need to.
That's true. Free throw away and good by Wicks. All right.
Good.
completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and Clay County up 12-4. 8 points the lead, the Red Ladies with 2:15 left on this first quarter. As they have possession of it here. Massengill gives off to Polk. Polk left side. Back to Massengill, who gives to McDuffie. McDuffie, a talented freshman. Now Polk with it, just a weave out top. Screen set at the elbow for Polk. Good defense by Wicks. No surprise there. And the Red Ladies, a turnover. Clark Kendall comes up with a loose ball, and she's fouled.
Look, we got the freshman Scott checking in.
On the floor for Clay County, as Thomas mentioned, we've got Brooklyn Scott. Joining her are Ella Eads, Halen Garrison, Claire Kendall, and Natalie Smith. Lacey Wicks checking out for the final minute 40 here of the first. Eads with it. Gives to Smith.
They went 2-3 zone now.
To Kendall at the free throw line, out to Garrison. Swinging the perimeter. Shot faking a baseline drive for Eads. She's fouled by Polk. Polk curious on what she needs to do different.
Oh, we got to shoot.
Garrison to inbound. Foul was on the floor. Second personal for D. Polk. And the fifth team foul, so free throws coming for Ella Eads, 73% free throw shooter on the season. Coming into this contest, Ella has hit 43 of 59.
Pretty good free throw shooter.
204 points scored on the season for Eads in total. Coming into this contest.
Just that. Got her own rebound.
When the teams last met, Eads had 13. She was tied by Lacey Wicks with 13. Both of those sharing the lead of top scorer in the last meeting with Red Bull.
Last two games, she's had over 20.
Yes, she has. Garrison firing a three. No good left side. Halen continuing to have some woes there a little bit. From outside the three-point line, had that huge game against Wartburg where she hit 10 from distance, and seems like it's always a good-looking attempt. Just have not failed lately. Scott, the rebound, gives to Garrison. She's going to push it ahead across the timeline. Garrison puts on the brakes, gives off to Kendall, who gives back to Smith. 30 seconds left in the quarter, Thomas.
Yeah, and you have to think Clay County's going to hold it here for the last shot as they lead by 9. Down under 20, Daniel.
13-4, that score. Eads holds it out of the volleyball line. Right beside where it says Coach Joe Sims Gym here. Down to 6 seconds. 5. Into Smith at 3. Foul call.
That's good.
And now some frustration coming from the Red Bull and Faithful here with the last couple of foul calls. That one going against number 23, Ellie Jenkins. Smith misses the first free throw. Natalie, a 50% free throw shooter. Second one no good. Rebound Red Bull and not enough time to get a shot off. First quarter ends. 13-4. Clay County in front. It was 5-0 the last time the teams met at 10-1. A little more scoring going on tonight.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Dogs of Red Bull and Springs 13-4 up by 9 headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, being led by the senior Lacey Wicks with 5 first quarter points. Ella Eads has 4, Baylor Walden 2, and Natalie Smith 2. For Red Bowling Springs, Kylie Bray, all 4 points for the Red Lady Dogs from the free throw line. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Deep Hope firing a 3 to open up the second quarter. Does not connect. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. Clay County sitting with a 6-11 record on the year, 2-2 in District 7A play. Looking to improve upon that. We'll take to the road tomorrow to play South Pittsburgh. Nice baseline pass there from Smith to Wicks. Lacey couldn't connect, though. Got too far underneath. Just a really good pass by Smith.
Yeah.
Maybe led Lacey to a tough spot. I don't know. Taken back away by Megan Walden, though, so Clay County with another chance. Eads, left side, 3-pointer, no good. Clay County still looking for the first 3 in this one, Thomas.
Eads knocked one down early.
Eads hit one.
Okay, that's right.
But we tore the net off of it shooting.
Red Ballin only hit 1 3-pointer the last time that these teams met. Clay County hit 6 that night. Claire Kendall knocked down 2. Baker Walden 1. Halen Garrison 1. And Ella Eads 2 on January the 7th. Walden picking up the personal. She'll check out. Kaylee Brown will check in for the first time today. Eads, Brown, Garrison, Wicks, and Smith. Foul called on Brown.
Clay County having to battle with Bray on the post. The young freshman kind of knows how to get positioned, doesn't she, Coach?
Yeah.
On the inbound, that is going to be Massengill, who gets the floater to go. Makes it 13-6. Clay County in front by 7. No real sense of urgency here, but better go ahead and continue to score.
Yeah, we need to hit a few shots.
Garrison tries to with the 3. Eads the rebound off the miss. Jump ball called. Possession arrow going to favor the black, purple, and gold here. Red Bull in 4-14 on the year. Their wins coming over Merrill Hine, Monterey, White House Heritage, and Greenbrier. Clay County 6 wins coming against East Robertson, Monterey, Jellicoe, Wartburg, Red Bull and Springs, and Clark Range. One of those don't hardly fit with the rest of them.
No.
And, that speaks to the ability this Clay County team has when we're playing well and shooting well.
I agree.
You know, the athleticism and coaching's there to hang with some tough competition, but just hadn't had it consistently night in, night out.
No, I've had teams like that. You know, you step up and win a big game, but the next game you blow one that you should have won, you know. What?
Banking it in. Allie Bates on the bucket, the sophomore. And I apologize again. I'm not doing a good job of calling off these red ladies' names. I'll mention it one more time. I struggle to see the numbers. I'm starting to learn most of them. But, Thomas, I'm still getting McDuffie and Bray confused from a distance with that long blonde hair.
Yeah, and I can't read the numbers either, just to be honest with you, unless they look straight up here and I can see the chest.
Smith with it. 5:25 mark of this second quarter. 14-8. Only a 6-point game here, guys. 2 possessions.
Yeah, hit a shot in a long time. Hit a foul shot, but
Eads with it right side. Gives to Wicks.
It's 2-3 they went to. It's kind of giving us a little trouble.
Eads going to get into the soft spot of the zone. Her floater no good. Wicks, the rebound putback no good. Kelly Brown fighting for it. Going to have a jump ball call. No, a foul. A foul against Clay County.
I didn't see that.
Brown going to be called? No, Eads. Eads called for the foul.
Oh, I thought they called it on Brown.
Yeah, that's two on Ella Eads here. 5 minutes to go here in the first half as she comes to the bench for a breather.
So with Eads on the bench, also Kelly Brown checking out. So on the floor, we see Claire Kendall, Baylor Walden, Natalie Smith, Casey Wicks, and Helen Garrison. .450 mark here of this second quarter. 6-point game. Bates with it on the inside. Picks up the dribble. Kicks to Polk. Polk works against Kendall. Hands back off to Bates. Oh, knocked away by Claire Kendall. And now a scrum for the ball on the floor. Jump ball going to be called. Kendall doing a good job with the time she's been provided this year. 3 rebounds, a contest, an assist. Averaging 3 points scored a game, and we've seen that fluctuate depending on the contest and how much time she had. Playing a big role as a junior here. Did not play as a freshman, and everybody was excited to see her come back out last year and rejoin the squad, and we see why. She plays a big role here during her junior campaign. Red Bowling with the basketball. Polk with it in the paint. Bullies her way to the hoop and scores. She wasn't going to be denied that time.
Bus gonna catch up. We don't start scoring a little.
4 point game, 14-10. Clay County struggling offensively. Of course, Coach mentioned it earlier at halftime in Red Bull and Springs earlier this month. 17-4 was the score at the half. Right now it's 14-11 halfway through this second quarter. Red Bowling doing a better job of scoring tonight.
Yeah. I thought we was going to do a lot better, but I don't know if we are or not.
Kalia Crawford is checked in for Clay County, the freshman. Garrison, right side, gives to Crawford in the corner. Back to Garrison at the wing, still working against this 2-3 zone. So where are you trying to attack that at, Coach?
Well, high post there. And I used to try to get a little movement going, roll your offense and
timeout taken by Coach Walker. Obviously, he wants to talk to the ladies about what we were just discussing, how to penetrate this 2-3 zone. 3:40 mark of the second quarter. Clay County leads by 3.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. After leading by as many as 9, Clay County and Red Bowling, it's a 3-point ball game, Daniel.
Regular old District 7A dandy, so to speak. Here's Natalie Smith, hits a dagger from right wing. Big three ball by Smith. Had a good stroke on it.
Yeah, we need to see a few more of them.
Smith, a 25% 3-point shooter. It hit 6 of 24 on the year. Seems like some of hers has been very timely, though, just like that one was.
Well, that puts them on the line.
Yeah, 15 foul, Coach. You're right. Against Clay County in the quarter.
They don't see it. Yeah, now they do.
Foul was called against Kalia Crawford, the freshman. Kalia's seen a fair amount of time during her freshman campaign. Averaging about 7 minutes a contest across the board. Gets in there and hustles. Joining Crawford on the floor, Smith, Walden, Wicks, and Garrison. Eads and Brown on the bench, they've seen action. We've not seen Jenna Thompson yet in this contest, the sophomore. Typically, she's made an appearance by now. Garrison right wing, cross court to Crawford. Now Smith back to Crawford, pulls the trigger on the 3 left corner. No good. They're going to call Wicks for the foul. Second personal for Lacey.
Back on the line.
It will walk to the other end.
Let's cut it to two here if they hit them.
Deep Hope going to be shooting these free throws. Thomas, I completely didn't announce what took place on the last set of free throws for Red Bull.
Yeah, it's Zoe McDuffie making both of them.
Made it 17-13. And Deep Hope here knocking that one down. So Red Bull and benefiting from the bonus here in the second quarter. Second one away, also good. Talked about the team free throw shooting at Clay County, not too stellar, 53% overall as a team are the Lady Dogs this year.
Yeah, that's not very good.
Eads in the paint. Shot goes wide of the mark. Rebound Weeks gives to Garrison. Now Smith, three ball right side, almost no good though. Eads, the rebound, put back, no good, got it again. Missed the second time. Weeks now going to be fouled, and she'll go to the line. Five chances there?
Four anyway. Three, then Ella had two, then Lacey had one.
Just couldn't get it to fall. Weeks knocking down the free throw.
And that's good.
Yes, it is. Two of them she's hitting this contest already. Of course, we mentioned it, 28% from that mark on the season. Clearly, she's put the work in.
Got that one, too.
Yes, sure did.
They found her stroke.
2:20 left in this second quarter. Thomas, I hate to say it, but we've got a tie ball game here, 19-15, 4 points of difference.
Yeah, and Red Bull and Springs has kind of come alive here in the second.
They have, and hey, you know, a team that has improved since January the 7th, that's clear to me. Bates on the inside, works against Eads. They're doing a nice job there. Rebound Wicks.
Well, they scored 15. I don't know how many field goals they've got, about three, I believe. Most of theirs have been foul shots.
Garrison crossed to Eads.
You're right on it, Coach.
He always is. He
sees just keep him off the foul line, we'll be all right.
Well, he sees inside the game, Thomas.
Well, they can shoot it from there. They're a perfect 9-for-9.
Yeah.
Garrison with it. Back to Edella. Open three.
Oh,
in there. So the 2-3 zone, the timeout Coach Walker took since then. Clay County finding those open shots with the ball movement.
Well, if somebody's just playing a straight 2-3, if you just move it quick, you'll get a wing open after you reverse it a time or two.
Red Wallen, baseline drive, and a turnover trying to get it to poke at the wing. Goes out in front of the Clay County bench. Once again, lineup consists of Walden, Smith, Eads, Garrison, and Wicks, those original five starters. As Coach Walker has settled in on this crew post-holiday tournament, tinkered around a little bit early in the season with the early lineup. Still plays several girls, but has trimmed that down some as we've got deeper in the season. Garrison, three-pointer, left side in there, got her first one.
We can get her hot.
Yeah, Haven, you know, just like anybody, seeing it go in means a lot, and she's a streaky scorer.
Well,
so,
from 2 back to 10 here in the last couple of minutes, that's pretty big.
25-15. Yeah, Red Bull and not built for a comeback.
Well,
or maybe they are. He's on the inside. McDuffie?
I don't know.
I think McDuffie, wasn't it, Thomas?
It was.
She's the one that came in last year as ninth grade and played so good there toward the end of the year.
That is right. Of course, Red Bull frequently doing that, have the ability to do so. Gordon's also with Brock the other night, that eighth grader, and she's not the standard eighth grader.
No.
Three-pointer at the buzzer, no good by Natalie Smith. Clay County enjoying a lead here, but not a big one. 25-17 at the break over Red Bull.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, here in Joe Sims Gym, where Clay County leads Red Bone Springs in the girls' game by a score of 25-17. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, and it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County came out hot and went up by as many as 7. It was 9-2 on a Lacey Wicks putback midway through the first quarter, and then they led by 9. Also, at the end of the first quarter, 13-4. Red Bull and Springs then more than tripled their first quarter output, outscored Clay County 13-12 in the second. They got as close as 2 on 4 straight free throws, cut it to 17-15 before Clay County closed, went on an 8-0 run to stretch it out to 10, and Red Bull and scored a bucket as the last points of the first half to make it 25-17. Here at the break is Clay County leads by 8 in the girls' contest. For Clay County, they're being led by Lacey Wicks with 8 points here at halftime. Ella Ease has 7, Baylor Walden 2, Natalie Smith 5, and Halen Garrison has 3 for the Lady Dogs of Salina. Zoe McDuffie and Kylie Bray both with 4 points for the Lady Dogs of Red Bull and Springs. Sydney Massingill has 2, Allie Bates 2, and Dee Pope 5, all coming in that second quarter. Again, Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs 25-17 here at halftime in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym at the break, 25-17, Clay County leading in this contest as they have throughout. Hopefully that will continue. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Kerman Exteriors. Starting off with Hermitage Springs basketball. Sixth grader Paige Gross will be playing in the Upper Cumberland Middle School All-Star Game on February the 16th at Cookeville High School. That game tips at 1 o'clock that afternoon. Seventh graders Calista Smith and Lily White will be joined by 8th grader Tyler Adams from Salina K-8 in the Junior High All-Star Game at 4 o'clock at Cookeville High School. So good luck to all four of those ladies as they participate in that event. Salina Junior High Basketball. Each team from Salina K-8 has a 15-5 record at this point and finished as the Cumberland Rim Conference runners-up. They now stand ready to enter the TMWSAA tournament. The boys will play against Lowellville right here at CCHS tomorrow. That game will be for seeding purposes only. I think it is scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip, the last I heard. After that, the boys will be traveling to Fayetteville on February the 3rd for sectional action. That'll take place at Lincoln Central Academy. Now, a loss tomorrow would have them tipping at 5 o'clock in Fayetteville on the 3rd, while a win would have them tipping at 6:15. On the girls' side of things, they're already in the sectionals. There was not an area team they needed to play for seeding. They'll be in Fayetteville on February the 4th when they play at Lincoln County High School at 6:15. So good luck to Marty Maxfield, Jermaine McElbain, and their squads as they get ready for that TMWSAA tournament. Tennessee Tech basketball, redshirt sophomore Grant Strong and his Golden Eagle squad are on a 3-game losing streak and set 9-11 overall and 4-5 in OVC play after losing at Tennessee State yesterday, 77-89. They're going to be at UT Martin tomorrow for a 3:30 tip. And finally, Raptors 9-05. Tyreek Key and his squad are tied for first in the Eastern Conference standings with a 7-3 record. They are on a 2-game win streak after beating the Westchester Knicks on Wednesday 117-114. They tipped off tonight against the Long Island Nets at 6. And looking at box scores, Tyreek's not been in the lineup lately. I know going back a couple weeks ago it was due to flu-type symptoms, and I'm not sure if that's still lingering. I think he came back for one game and then has disappeared again from the lineup. He shows as being active on the roster, but I don't know. Not sure what's going on there. But anyway, that's been the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Team switch ends of the floor here. Clay County working at the hoop to our right during this second half of play. Rebel Springs working at the hoop to our left during the third and fourth quarters. Natalie Smith out top. Original five starters on the floor. Nice entry pass by Lacey Wicks. And she lays it in. Very similar to before, Coach. Got the finish, though. 7:30 mark of the third. 27-17. Nice opening for the Clay County offense. Of course, a play like we just saw there, not something you can run every trip, but...
About once or twice a game, you know. Pickett used to run against us all the time. They got us on it a lot. We'd work on it forever to game, and they still get us sometimes. That's the same play that Rob and them used to run for Tyreek to dunk it, you know.
Yeah.
Back screen on that back guy back there where he can't get to it.
Yeah, I remember that one very well. Folks would just kind of hold their breath as they'd see him head down the baseline. Red Bull and answers with a bucket.
Yeah,
I think Allie Bates, maybe, knocking that one in. Or it very well could have been Bray. I think it was one of those short last names, Thomas. Inside the wall to Walden. Bounce past the Wicks. Wicks kicks across to Eads. That on the baseline drive. Gets to the block. Shot up. Good. 29-19, both teams setting a wicked pace early in this third quarter. 17-4 was the halftime score back on January the 7th. Both of these teams having a better offensive night here tonight. Polk on the inside. She's to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebound by Bray. Bray now going to have a jump ball called as Natalie Smith reaches in there for it. So, Thomas, you talked about it off-air there. Some nice freshman pieces here in McDuffie and Bray for head coach Tara Pryor.
Yeah, I mean, a very young team. They got some length. They can handle the ball. And I think you're going to see them develop into some really nice players in District 7A as the future looks pretty bright for Red Bull.
Of course, Sydney Massengill and Allie Bates, both sophomores. So they're going to be together for 3 years as a quad there. Polk, the only senior on the entire team. The rest of the team made up of freshmen, sophomores, according to their roster, not a single junior on the team. We saw that with Gordonsville a couple years ago. And, of course, they're all juniors this year and playing like their upperclassmen. Red Bull and Springs on the inbound. They had the possession arrow in their favor on that jump ball. Man, to go McDuffie working against Wicks. A tough draw for McDuffie. She still has the ball, picks up the dribble, Wicks all over with that length there. And now timeout taken by Coach Pryor. Did not want to see her squad lose this possession. 5:50 mark of the third. Red Bull and trailing Clay County 19-29.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County up by 10, 29-19 over Red Bull and Springs in the girls' game. A little under 6 minutes left here in the third quarter.
Red Bull with the basketball. Ooh, a big three from Massengill, left wing, and that'll cut it from 10-7 in a hurry. Not what we wanted to see, Coach Sims.
No, we didn't even want to see that.
Eads to Smith. Smith to Kendall. Back to Natalie. Now back to Ella. Ella shot faking a drive. Gets to the box. Shot up. No good. Rebound Wicks. Power dribble. Put back. Ooh, did not go. Did all she needed to. Just couldn't get it to fall. Bray comes away with a big rebound. Gets it over there to McDuffie. McDuffie sets up shop top of the key. 5 minute mark, first quarter, 7 point ball game here. McDuffie with it, working against Wicks in the corner. 3-pointer up, no good. Rebound Ella Eads. Last time they played, McDuffie only had 1 point to her credit. The leading scorer that night was Riley Bray and Sidney Massengill, who both had 8. Ella Eads, three-pointer right side, wide open, no good. Rebound by Ellie Bates. She travels with it, gets away with it, and finds herself in a trap where a jump ball's caught.
It's our ball now.
Smith checking out, Garrison checking in, joining Halen on the floor, Walden, Eads, Wicks, and Kendall. Halen the inbound, works it into Baylor. Baylor swings to Lacey. Lacey now back into Ella, 8-foot floater. Good. I just make these distances up. I really ain't got a clue. 3-pointers, 20-foot. What's free throw, 15?
Yeah.
So that's about 8, then. Yeah, right off that Bulldog head.
No. 3-pointers, 19-9.
19-9.
Yeah. Close.
Lacey Wicks comes up with a steal. Heads the other way. Euro step layup, no good. Cleaned up by Clark Kendall, taken away by Polk. Now a jump ball. Going to be called. Credit Lacey with getting back in there and fighting. Of course, Wicks, we know, leads in all these intangible categories for the Lady Dogs. Just to share a few, 7.2 rebounds, 1.3 assists. Don't lead an assist, but has some. Averages one block shot a game, right at 3 steals a game. In addition to the 3 steals, 3 deflections a game. So ones that she's not coming up with the steal on necessarily, but she's affecting it, knocking away from the opponent.
She just picked up her third foul right there, Daniel, midway through the third here.
And anytime she's down, we lose those intangibles we were just talking about. Baseline drive there, no finish for McDuffie, and a reach-in foul from behind. Called against.
Called a foul on them.
Riley Bray called for the personal. She also now has 3, just like Wicks.
I don't know who she fouled. I don't think she fouled the ball.
Well, I don't either, Coach.
I think she may have held the ball.
Better Walden up.
I don't know what she did.
Baylor Walden firing the 3. Missed off the back of the iron rebound. Lacey Wicks, power dribble, put back, no good. They poked the rebound, and Leeds wanted it, but Polk comes away with it. Polk crosses the timeline, works right, back left, gives off to freshman McDuffie, who sets the red to Lady Dog offense. McDuffie works the left side of the lane all the way to the block. Stopped by Wicks, kicks back out to Polk. Polk a shot faking a drive against Kendall. Hands back off to McDuffie. Deep 3 left side, in and out, no good. Rebound, Clark Kendall. 2:55 left in this third quarter. 31-22. Clay County up by 9. Walden, right side, they say she traveled. Clay County had 12 steals against Red Bull last time. I don't know that we've taken it away from them that often tonight. We've had some in the early going.
Probably not that many.
But since those opening minutes, it just feels like they've settled in, have the Red Springs ladies. Timeout taken. 2:31 mark of the third. Clay County up by 9, 31-22.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County still leads by 9. It's 31-22 over Red Bull and Springs in the girls' game, Daniel.
They try to cut this 9-point lead. The Red Ladies do as they have possession here. A cutter to the hoop. McDuffie goes down low. Shot up by Bray, and it's good. Looking at the game report from last time, Bray had 10 rebounds back on January the 7th. One player had more that night, though. It was a Clay County player. Lacey Wicks had 15 rebounds in that last contest.
Oh, really? That's a good number.
Garrison missing the three-pointer left side, and Clark Kendall is called for a foul on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, Wicks with a double-double last time out, 13 and 15, and that's pretty tough to handle.
Yes, it is. Ticking just under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. This one's been tight throughout. Around 9, maybe 10 points, really, the biggest lead that I recall. 31-24 right now, a 7-point game.
We're going to be back on the line here in a minute. That was fourth, I think.
Yep.
And that's both Baylor Walden and Lacey Wicks, your post type of defenders against Bray with 3 fouls. Of course, we did see an appearance by the freshman Brooklyn Scott. I'd say she could guard Bray.
Yes, Scott won. I've got full confidence in her at both ends of the court. Bates adds a bucket there. The sophomore, Allie Bates.
5-point ball game, Daniel. 31-26.
Smith, baseline drive. Kicks to Scott. Scott puts it on the floor. Shot up good.
Shot.
I guess that's, you know, I've got, like I said, full confidence in Scott's ability to score. Just pretty calm and cool with it in her hand on the block down there. 33-26 after Scott's bucket. 1 minute left in this third quarter.
Well, the best thing about her, she's about 2 or 3 inches taller than anybody else we got in there.
She is. Only a freshman, so, you know, could grow a little more. Of course, most ladies pretty much done by freshman year.
Yeah, most of them are. I had a couple, you know, the years grow a little, but most of the time not.
But even if she's, even if she's done right now, still pretty good height. 40 seconds left in this third quarter. Kendall outside to Smith. Smith to Eads. Thomas wanted to see him go to Scott again with the mismatch on the post down there.
Well, I just wanted Kendall to turn and look at the rim. She didn't have anybody around her.
Could have pulled the trigger on a mid-range jumper there, yeah. Smith going to pull the trigger on a three.
Oh.
Yeah. Second triple of the contest for Natalie Smith.
Nice shot. I don't really know why she took it right then. They run 30 seconds off the clock. Then shoot it with 20. But it went in, so that's all that matters.
Just felt the rhythm, I guess, and knocked it down. 8 seconds here in the quarter. Massengill gets the poke top of the key. 5 seconds taken away by Smith. Smith with a desperation three at the buzzer after the steal. Hits off the backboard. After three, Clay Kenny extends back out to a 10-point lead, 36-26 over at Bowen Springs.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs by 10, 36-26, headed into the fourth and final quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, 2 in the double figures. Ella Eads leading the way with 11. Lacey Wicks has 10. Bailey Walden, 2. Natalie Smith, 8. Haylen Garrison, 3. And Brooklyn Scott has 2. Red Bull and Springs, Zoe McDuffie, 4. Sydney Maskell, 5. Kylie Bray leading the way with 8, Allie Bates 4, and D. Polk 5. Clay County holding Red Bull and Springs to single digits in the third. They outscored them 11-9 to take this double-digit lead. This Lady Donald Scoring Summers is brought to you by Solana Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County with the ball, starting this fourth and final quarter. Holding on to this 10-point lead. Redbone cut it to seven in the third there.
They hit down to five at one time.
Five at one time.
We scored the last five.
They have made sure not to fall too far behind. And here we see Bates probably going to be called for the foul. Yes, they get Allie Bates. Inadvertent, but kind of undercut Smith, knocked her to the floor. Garrison inbound. 10 points lead for Clay County. A bucket here could make it 12, and that would pretty much tie or maybe the new biggest lead of the night. Garrison with a three. Misses wide of the mark. Rebound, power dribble. Smith, put
good
that
job.
Good. Natalie Smith growing before our eyes these last couple games. Becoming more confident and settling into her role.
Gee, I believe she's going to be a really good player before she's done.
Yeah, just, you know, seems like she's got a good demeanor about her out there and got a good skill set.
She's improved this year, but since last year. I mean, she played quite a bit last year, too, but she gets more experience. She'll get better.
Smith swings it to Eads. Of course, of these five ladies on the floor, Wicks, the only senior. Clay County and Redbone both with only one senior on the squad. So Coach Walker will return all of these ladies, with the exception of Lacey Wicks, as will head coach Tara Pryor, with the exception of DeAndre Polk.
Well, I thought she was going to hit another layup, but she missed it, got her own rebound, got fouled.
Brooklyn Scott coming to the line. Of course, hopefully some freshmen coming in next year. I know some of the ladies we mentioned on the Local Sports Showdown from Hermit Springs were seventh graders, but Tyler Adams, younger sister of Nate Nolan, she's an eighth grader. And Coach Sims, her mom, Tia Burchett, one of your all-time greats.
Yeah, no doubt.
And, of course, Tyler getting good genes from that side, and also from Dad Mike as well. And timeout is taken on the floor, and 6:08 mark of this fourth quarter, and Thomas is going to talk about the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition and the good work that they do as their presenting sponsor.
Yeah, we appreciate them for presenting this 2024-25 Clay County Lady Dog and Bulldog basketball season, and they their main message, of course, is they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They tell parents to be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. They say, let your children know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. Parents can go online to get things to talk about, talking points, and other information at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition and the Marijuana Project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel, we talk about it every broadcast. The work they do is really just invaluable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just really watching out for the youth of this county, and I'm sure that's where all their focus is at, because they want to be preventative. But I know that anybody who's having any type of struggle with any of those things can get help from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Lacey Wicks had in a bucket from left side. Wicks has been really aggressive tonight down there on the block offensively.
Yeah,
I like
she's rebounded royal. Got some putbacks, hit her foul shots.
One of those nights when we talk pure athleticism, best athlete on the floor, you know, and she's really dominating down there on the rebounds. As she did the last time they met. Here we are, Lacey Wicks laying it in right side. Nice job, Lacey.
You know, there's a time she had a hard time hitting that shot right there.
Yeah.
I mean, but she this year,
she has grown tremendously as a shooter. Always was a good defender.
Oh, yeah.
But his added
played
so much.
Hard and all that stuff.
Yeah. Has become a really solid player here during her senior campaign, adding the offensive stuff to it.
5 minutes left in this fourth quarter in Clay County. Now, Thomas, no question, their biggest lead of the night, 43-26. And now Natalie Smith extends it, 19 points to lead, Coach.
That's good.
This one having a different feel to it now.
Red Bone Springs scoreless here, 5 minutes into the fourth quarter, or I guess 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, as we take down under five. Clay County on a run.
Bates with it. Kicks up to Polk. Polk swings over to McDuffie. McDuffie picks it up and gives back to Polk. 4:30 left in the fourth. Polk inside. Splits some defenders and a foul called against Claire Kendall.
Going back to the third quarter, Clay County has scored 14 straight to take this big lead.
Yeah, I think it was 31-26 at one time.
It was.
We scored 14-0. So that foul shot there.
Polk at the line and continuing to shoot well from there.
Bucks can shoot some foul shots.
Yes, they can. Done a good job on it.
Still perfect.
Of course, they're not too many years removed from the free throw guru, Larry White, being over there at Red Bull and Springs.
Man, it's been a while now.
4:29 mark of the fourth. Clay County, a big lead. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, mid-play, 4:15 left in the fourth. Wicks with it, kicks back to E, the drive side. Works to Smith. Natalie now with it. Clay County, a big lead. Looky here, Brooklyn Scott from out block. Nice assist from Lacey Wicks. Brooklyn Scott putting it in. Scott one that very well may see her playing a bigger role down the home stretch of this season. 3:40 mark of the fourth. Clay County comfortably in front now, 47-28. So unless something crazy happens here, Lady Dawg's going to go on and sweep the Red Ladies during this regular season. Great. .323 mark. Me and Merce Sims over here doing trivia, Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Is what was going on. He was muted, giving me his answer, and of course I was trying not to talk too much online. But I always give them to him early since he's not here with us when we do them.
Gotcha.
He's pretty crafty, obviously, even when it's boys' side. Got a Michael Lindsay from Upper Cumberland Reporter says he's checking in from Carthage, saying York Institute's leading Smith County 41-28 with 5:03 left. Appreciate that update. Clay County leading here 47-28 over Red Bull and Springs. 3 minutes left in this fourth quarter. After a tight game throughout three quarters, this fourth quarter's been all Clay County. Polk comes away with a steal here, and Coach, one thing you know you'll get with Red Bull, and you know, going to fight the whole time.
Yeah, they're going to play hard till the end, and that's what they should. Everybody will do that. You still mind. You have any talent at all to play hard and hustle and all that stuff.
Scott on the inbound misses the shot, a scrum for the ball. Three different ladies with simultaneous possession go to the floor, but no whistles, and we continue to play. Red Bowling comes away with it, and they turn it right back over. As we mentioned, the Clay County ladies will be heading down south tomorrow to face the, I guess they're called the Lady Pirates instead of the Pirates of South Pittsburgh High School. They were supposed to come up here on December the 20th to Joe Sims' gym whenever the boys played them, and they just decided not to come.
Well,
so we're going to get to see them.
I know what I'd have done. I'd have made them fork. They ain't going to show up. I mean, that's a...
Well, that's true.
It's a breach of contract.
Yeah. Deep Hope knocking down a three-pointer from left wing. 47-31. 16 points to lead for the Black, Purple, and Gold. 2 minutes left in the contest. Brooklyn Scott, left side, adds the bucket. Assist coming off the fingertips of Lacey Wicks. Now Jenna Thompson, Kalia Crawford, Lila Birdwell, Kaylee Brown, and Nimi Carr come to the scores table to check in. Foul called against Wicks. That's four on her, maybe five.
I think she just did that to get the clock stopped, to get these other girls in.
Mass substitution. All those ladies I just mentioned come on. So we see Wicks, Smith, Scott, who ended up playing a lot today. Eads and Kendall all coming off. And Brooklyn Scott having a nice outing. Looked like she belonged out here with those older girls today.
Yeah, I think so. I think
Red Bull and also getting ready to sub. Red Ladies miss a shot. Cleaning up with a bucket. That's Bray adding the bucket from right block. Once again on the floor for Clay County. Sophomore Jenna Thompson, freshman Clea Crawford, freshman Lila Birdwell, freshman Haley Roberts, and sophomore Emmy Carr. Thompson with it, left wing, gives to Burble. Shot faking a drive to the block from Burble. Shot good. Lila scoring a bucket. Looking at season totals. Didn't go far enough. Didn't know if maybe that was Burble's first points of the season. She had scored seven prior to this one coming in.
Yeah, I remember seeing her name in the scoring.
Of course, Lila, promising future in front of her, son of T.J. and Mallory Verbal, both basketball players.
Daughter.
Huh?
Daughter.
Oh, daughter. I said son of, didn't I? Sorry about that. Of course, Coach Edwards got feeling a little older over the last couple of years. First father... son combo that he had was T.J. and Weston.
Yeah.
As far as a coach goes, I'd say you may or may not remember your first mother-daughter combo coach that came through.
It's probably Jennifer McLaughlin, Tina Davis's daughter.
Yeah.
Tina was a senior the first year I coached, 87. That's the first one I can remember. Yeah, T.J., of course, my son Adam was... for those.
Same class.
Yeah, but they were juniors the first year Adam or Rob coached.
11 seconds left in this one. 51-33. Clay County going to end up hanging on here. Down to 5 seconds. Kalia Crawford firing a long two-pointer from right elbow. No good, and the buzzer sounds. This one goes final. The Black, Purple, and Gold Lady Dogs, 51. The Red Lady Dogs, 33.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139. Or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161. For both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gym. Going to go ahead and do this Lady Dog wrap-up brought to us by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Coach Sims, not a tremendous amount to break down and discuss about this one. Clay County led throughout, and it built throughout.
Well, we got a pretty good lead early. Then, you know, they kind of played with us there for a couple of quarters, and we had to really pull it out there at the end. It went from 5 to 19 there in a matter of about 5 or 6 minutes, late in the third, early in the fourth. So that's when we kind of, you know, won the game. I thought we played pretty solid. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well early, kind of like the first time, but we just didn't score more points first half, but we finally got some threes to go, and our inside game is a little better today, but like I said, we're playing a team about our size, so it should have been, you know. Bader got some shots, and Lacey got some shots, and the Scott girl come off the bench and hit 2 or 3 shots, so anytime you can get inside, that just helps your outside shooting.
Yeah, like you said, Coach, you nailed it. Late in that third quarter, it's 31-26, 5-point game. Ended up stretching it out to the biggest was 19 when it was 45-26. That did happen pretty quick. And, you know, just kind of could that have happened earlier in the contest, maybe. But, you know, it didn't, but it did happen. That's all that matters. This wasn't a 6-point win.
No. Well, you know, when they went 2-3, I think it took us a little while to, you know, get accustomed to playing against that. And then at halftime, I think Matt maybe made a couple adjustments on what he was trying to do against it. And, you know, you can get it inside against the 2-3. You just kind of got to be patient and, you know, run some high-low, maybe run some short corner stuff. But they just running the cutter across the middle. I know one time they got the Ellie cutting across the middle and she had a little shot. But I thought the longer the game went, the better we played against it.
Yeah, it ended up being a good night here for the ladies. Looking at Red Bull and scoring, it was freshman point guard Zoe McDuffie ended up with 4 points. Of course, Stacey Wicks guarded her a lot of the night. That's always a tough draw for whoever has Stacey on her. Sydney Massengill was held to 5 points. It was freshman Kylie Bray down on the block. She was the leading scorer for Red Bull and Springs with 10. Actually, her and the senior post player, Dee Polk, both ended up with 10. And Allie Bates had 6. So pretty good job containing the Red Bull defensively all in all.
Yeah. Yeah, they scored more than they did the last time, but that was kind of a odd thing the last time them not hitting any field goals hardly at all the first half, and very few for the game. But, you know, they're capable of scoring some points, but, you know, we guard them pretty good.
And, of course, like you mentioned during the broadcast, all those points coming from the free throw line.
Yeah, they shoot.
Scoring for Clay County. Looks like they were led by senior Lacey Wicks, who had 14. Ella Eads added 11. Baylor Walden had 2. Natalie Smith, a solid game with 13. Halen Garrison had that 1 3-pointer in the second quarter to finish with 3 points. Brooklyn Scott came in, had 2 points in the third, 4 points in the fourth to finish with 6. And then Lila Burble there at the end had that bucket. So three different Lady Dogs, all in double figures, Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads, and Natalie Smith.
That's pretty good. What did we score overall?
Total score?
Yeah.
He's got the final 51-31, 20-point difference.
51, that's not bad. You know, you get 51, you'll win a lot of them. You know, you might lose one every now and then, but that's pretty good number for this team with our size and everything.
A good night here for the ladies. That wraps that one up. They will be back at South Pittsburgh tomorrow. Lady Dog Wrap Up has been brought to you by Baco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pre-Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame panel sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brannon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Roberts. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. This past Friday, it was Clay County who went on the road and lost to Gordonsville 68-77. Pickett County beat Clark Range 72-46. Tonight's action, 11-4 Clay County, right here hosting 0-14 Redbone Springs. 7-8 Clark Range is hosting 11-7 Gordonsville. 13-5 Pickett County is idle tonight, but a chance at revenge tomorrow night for them as they travel to take on one of their five losses in the form of 15-5 Stone Memorial. And tomorrow, of course, Clay County making the trip to South Pittsburgh for that 4 o'clock girls' tip tomorrow. So, Clark Range, just looking at them, Doug, is interesting to me. We saw them play tough here at Joe Stems Gym. They go to Birdstown and get beat by around 25 points, and now they host Gordonsville tonight. So I'm kind of curious what they do on the plateau with the Tigers.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because they play different at home. Everybody plays different at home. So that's going to be an interesting matchup. Should be a pretty good game, I would think.
I would think so. That, like I said, all you know is what you see when you see them, and they look pretty good here against us at home. Pickett, what about them in Stone tomorrow night? Of course, that's a triple A, I guess, school at Stone, a tough one, but going to be a good one there.
Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty good ball game. I still think Stone's got a little advantage, but you don't count Pickett out. They're shooting the ball well. They can play with anybody, so that could be a good one.
Certainly will be. Of course, Clay County rematching with South Pittsburgh, a team that we played here at Joe Sims Gym back on December the 20th. Won that one 59-43. We plan on being down there tomorrow to broadcast. So we'll talk more about it tomorrow afternoon. Go ahead now and give those district standings. Currently, Pickett County at number 1, 4-0. Gordonsville in second place at 3-1. Clay County in third place at 2-2. Clark Range in fourth place at 1-3. And Redbone Springs in last place at 0-4. Boys 7A updates been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They're the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Go ahead and wrap up this H&H Children Equipment Parts pregame show with a full coverage final word. Will we get Doug's last thoughts before tip-off brought to us by Ashlong and Strong Insurance? A rematch of January the 7th, Doug, right here. 85-30, the score last time. Redbone Springs 0-14. We know they are down this year, but that's a dangerous thing when you throw out all that stuff and you just kind of want to overlook them.
Yeah, and that early game there was a little sluggish and ugly early. Then so tonight you want to set the tone early, getting your offense, set your defense good, and just start early. Like I said, it was a little slow starting at their place. We want to pick that up tonight and get a good fast start.
Of course, talked about in the opener when we first came on there, the best way to get over a loss is to go out and get a win. And that this is a means to an end tonight, and that's the hope here. Get over Tuesday night at Gordonsville with a win here at home against Red Bull and sweep the Red Dogs. After last year, you went 1-2 against them in three attempts. This year, just go ahead and get to a 2-0 against them.
Well, your biggest thing in your district, you don't want to be in that play-in slot. You want to be 1-2-3.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to worry about the play-in and – because anything can happen when you get tournament play in that play-in game. So just take care of business tonight. And, you got Gordonville Pickett coming to your place.
Sure.
Clark Range. So you're in good shape. Just got to take care of your own stuff.
There you go, folks. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the boys' starting lineups, brought to you by Gone Country Cafe. Starting for Red Bull Springs, Adolfo Ruiz. He'll be joined out there by Aiden Cherry, Michael Murphy, Lane Smith, and Hayden Gentry. No Dylan Curtis in the starting lineup tonight for Red Bull Springs. Red Bull Springs 0-14 on the season, 0-4 in District 7A. Their head coach, Dustin McKinney. The Clay County Bulldogs wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall, 549 wins to 222 losses, 11-4 record this year, 2-2 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, junior number 2, Cole Lee, senior number 3, Lance Burchett, junior number 4, Nolan Adams, senior number 10, Nate Adams, and a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, weekday specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Nolan Adams with it, kicks to Nate, as Clay County controls this tip to get this one started. Inside pass, Coleidge, left block, good. Ball moving all around. And I saw something earlier as I printed off the game report, guys, from assistant coach Andrew Meadows. Thomas, you talk about it a lot, some of these intangibles, maybe like, well, they're not intangibles, but secondary stats, we'll call them assists and rebounds and stuff. We don't simply have them as we keep up with them live on air. We have to wait until they officially come out from Andrew. Nolan Adams had 12 assists in that contest against Red Bull and Springs the last time we met, setting a new single-game record against Red Bull and Springs, formerly held by John Wayne Brown, and he did it in 2016 with 9 assists. So Nolan now has 12 against Red Bull and Springs. Another one, he had 8 steals in that contest as well, which ties Grant Strong with steals against the Red Dogs.
Yeah, 2 steals away from a triple-double is what he was. That's pretty good stat, Matt, no matter how you look at it right there.
4-9, the lead here. Who had that second Bulldog bucket?
Lance Burchett.
A near steal by Nate Adams there. Red Bull with the basketball. Cherry in the corner. Now a drive out of Smith, who hands off to Gentry. Now swung back around to Cherry, who connects on the 3-ball.
Good ball mover, Red Bull, and get a good open shot.
Aiden Cherry had 13 points in the last meeting with Red Bull in spring. And hit 3 of 7 three-pointers. Hey, it don't matter what you're doing. If you shoot 43% from three-pointer, that's a pretty good night.
Yeah, that's a real solid night.
Nate Adams tries to answer with a 3 of his own. No good. Coley's 3-bound putback, no good. Fine for it is Hayden Adams. He kicks to Nolan. Nolan's 3, no good. Another rebound by Coley's. Cole going to drive out this time. He's fouled from Ruiz. No whistles blow. Gives to Burchett. Lance drives. His shot good. Head coach Dustin McKinney taking an early timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:47 mark of the first. Clay County 6, Red Bull in 3.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Clay County off to a fast start. They're up 6-3 over Red Bull Springs here in the boys' game.
Nate Adams with a takeaway. Pass it to Coleidge. Coleidge right side, lays it in.
Start Clay County one right there. Some good buggies. He's been up getting their defense in.
4 points for Eads, 4 points for Burchett. Now takeaway, Nolan with it. Nolan all the way to the rack. Layup, no good. Another rebound by Cole Eats. Friendly fire from Hayden Adams.
Cole's having a big night already early.
Yeah, got six.
And three or four rebounds. So he's doing pretty nice right now.
Setting a frenzied pace. Eads averaging 9.4 points a contest this year. 4.3 rebounds a game. So doing a lot of stuff. 62% from the free throw line. All these dogs, we've talked about the balanced scoring as Gentry has it. Kicks it back outside. Eads averaging 9.4. Lance Burchard 11.7. Nolan Adams 9.5. Nate Adams 18.5. Hayden Adams with 4 points a game. And then Warner Melton off the bench, he averages 6.3. So you put Hayden and Warner's together there, and that's 10. So essentially five guys with those double-figure average. Lance Burchett misses his layup. Too high off of the glass. Rebound Cole Eads gives to Nate. Nate's shot, no good. Rebound by Lane Smith. 10-3 early in this one, Thomas, halfway through this first quarter. Clay County in control.
Yeah, and Doug talked about it. Come out sharp, and I think they've done that. They missed a few gimmies they'd like to have back, but other than that, the intensity's good. Like I said, they set the tone like they needed to. Got their buckets there where they get their defense set like they want to run, and just a good solid night so far.
Illegal screen set by Michael Murphy. He gets the foul. .350 and ticking first quarter. Nate Adams slowly walking across the line. Clay County 11-4 on the season. Nate, left wing, drives to the block. Nice pass to Nate, or to Nolan, rather. Just a no-look bounce pass. And kind of faked me out. I couldn't even call it. You know, it was so smooth.
Well, he's had about four or five of those already tonight, starting with, you know, he was almost at the rim and then bounced past it underneath the Cole Eads earlier. He's getting his teammates going early on in this one. Scoreless, but he's probably got four or five assists.
Nate averaging three assists a contest. That's sure to rise. Nate a rebound now. He's averaging six of those a game. Gives to Hayden Adams. Hayden dishes back out to Warner. Warner Melton, three ball in there.
Banked it a little there.
Yes,
nice
he did.
Shot, though.
Just kind of kissed it in off the glass. Murphy with it. Crosses the timeline. Clay County up 15-3. Nate Adams called for the foul. Nate getting a breather. Lance coming back in from being on the bench. Smith works it into Murphy. Murphy across the timeline. 2:45 left in this first quarter. Back to Smith, who's defended by Eads. Picks up the dribble, nowhere to go. Gets it to Cherry. Cherry now getting separation from Melton. Gets the instruction from Dustin McKinney. Now drives to the left block. Layup misses. Rebound Hayden Adams. Hayden outlet pass ahead to Nolan. Nolan like the wide receiver he is. Catches it. Dishes to Cole. Cole misses the bucket. Rebound by Red Dog. Murphy taken back away by Nolan, though. Now Ruiz has other plans. He takes it back, Doug. Hot potato.
Yeah. Just, nobody wants it right now.
Cherry firing another three, misses off the front of the iron. Rebound Lance Burchett. Burchett passes ahead to Cherry. Cherry, a solid young player here for everyone, a sophomore, I believe. Gives to Ruiz. Now Murphy and back to Cherry. Cherry's three ball right side, misses. Warner Melton the rebound. 1:40 left in this opening quarter. 15-3. Clay County in front by 12. Coach Edwards now. Says, come on back here, Lance. Let's slow it down and run our set offense. Cole in the corner. Cross court to Lance. Kicks it to Warner in the corner. Back to Cole, the three. Good. That's what they were looking for.
Yeah, just good ball movement. Got him open. He knocked it down.
Cole, we talk a lot about all of them. Do a pretty good job, I think, bragging on everybody. But, man, what a... We didn't know. We didn't see a ton of him last year. You would have had to went back to junior high, really, to have found a lot of time when Cole was in the contest. And just really didn't know what to expect as he stepped into this starting role. Well, he's delivered. We talked about it averaging around at 10 points a game and shooting one caught my attention, you know, the percentages. Such high shooting percentages, 51% from two, 33% from three, 62% from free throw. Just solid all over the court.
Yeah, but one of the things he's done, he's put the work in. Off season, if you come by the gym, his vehicle's sitting outside. He's been in there, so he's put the work in, and you can tell it.
You can. You can. So if there's any young listeners out there, let it be a testament to you. You'll earn a spot and get to keep it. A lot of folks have been handed a starting spot at the start of a season just because they were next man up, so to speak. Some of those people were not in that spot as the season went along because they had not put the work in. Well, Coleed certainly has no threat of him losing that spot, Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hayden Adams back-to-back rebounds, giving Clay County second chances. He got hammered on that last one going to the line here. Makes the first.
Now, maybe underselling the role last year. My memory ain't the best it should be. I don't think Cole got to see a ton of time last year as a sophomore.
No, he got he probably played 10 minutes a game, maybe, you know.
Pretty limited.
Yeah.
25 seconds and ticking. Opening corner, 17 points at average. 20-3, the score. And it's all complimentary. You know, we talk about the good job Cole's doing. Well, you know, all five of these guys on the court, each one makes the guy beside him better. You talked about it earlier with Nate with the assist and the no-look passes and finding an open guy. And, of course, it all comes from Coach Edwards there on the bench, as you can see in the middle of the bottom of the screen, the 25-year veteran. 10 seconds left in this opening quarter. Cherry with it out top for the Red Dogs. The only points they have came from a Cherry three-pointer. He gives to Ruiz. Ruiz, 2 seconds on the clock. Back to Cherry, three at the buzzer. No good. 20-3 the score at the end of the one here at Joe Sims Gym.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County Bulldogs 20, Redbone Springs Bulldogs 3, here headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply for Clay County. And the red led by Cole Leeds, 9 first quarter points for the junior. Lance Burchett has 4, Nolan Adams, Hayden Adams both with 2. And Warner Melton, a big 3. For Redbone Springs, Aiden Cherry's 3-pointer, the only points for the Red Dogs, who trail by 17, 20-3. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee, for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone in the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
15 seconds into this fourth quarter, Red Bull and Smith fires a 3, no good. Jake Copeland, the rebound. Starting off the second quarter, Lance Burchett fires a 3, no good. Rebound Cherry on the 4-4 Clay County. Nate Adams, Jake Copeland, Nolan Adams, Lance Burchett, Warner Melton. Cherry's 10-foot jumper, no good. Nate, the rebound. Nate heading the other way. Gets to the elbow, tried to kick to Copeland and knocked away by the Red Dogs.
He got that one through there, two-hand bullet.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite gather it, could Copeland.
Four Dogs in double figures. Last time the teams met is Nate Adams adds a bucket there from right block on the inbound play. Cole had 13, Lance Burchett 12, Nolan Adams 11, and Nate Adams 15. Back on January the 7th.
Two other players, I think, with 8, so almost 7 in double figures.
Yeah, Caden Copeland having a career-high 9 points over there, I think, according to Andrew Meadows' report, and Hayden Adams with 8, as you mentioned. Jake in transition gets it to Nolan. Nolan's shot good from right block. And that's, I hate to be redundant, but two or three times now we've talked about sophomore Jake Copeland, the importance of playing varsity minutes with this group and the speed of it. We just saw an example of it there, and he was able to get that quick pass and move it on ahead because it just don't play that same way in a JV game with younger guys.
It's different, and you see Jake starting to get it, it just takes a little while for that to click for you, and it's getting there for Jake.
Jake, a promising career here as a sophomore, seeing some minutes. Nate Adams, takeaway. Dunk opportunity coming if he wants to try it. Goes up, lays it in. .625 and ticking. Second quarter. This one already out of hand. 27-3 in favor of the Black, Purple, and Gold Dogs. Jake Copeland, a nice rebound. Gives off to Nolan. See Hayden and Cole sitting at the scores table waiting to check in. Nate, corner three. Hits high off the edge of the backboard and did not fall. Man, that's hard to even do what he just did. He hit the front of the backboard from a corner shot. It's just tough.
Yeah.
And of course, we saw him shoot that baseline jumper a couple weeks ago from behind the backboard and almost kind of came over the top of it and dropped it in.
Well, that's what that attempt was.
Yeah.
It just caught the backboard, or it would have went.
That's something that, of course, I never did hit it, but we'd play horse years ago, and I might try an old trick shot or something from back behind the backboard. Well, hey, that's his regular shot. He's just that good. Just that good. 27-3. Inbound play for the Red Dogs. Smith on the rebound. Gets it off to a teammate. I don't have 32. Yeah, Dylan Curtis. Curtis with it now, right side. Decides not to work against Nolan Adams. Gives off to Cherry. Cherry spins, shoots. I tell you what, Aiden Cherry has been impressive to me during these two contests so far watching him. Because I'm sure at times, and I'm not discrediting his teammates, but it feels like it's a one-man show out there at times, just watching him. And he handles it good.
Yeah, and he's a solid player.
Yeah.
You know, he works hard and gets there, and it's,
He gets all the attention from opposing defenses. Inbound play for Nate Adams, good. 29-3. .455 and ticking second quarter. Cherry to Smith. Smith to Ruiz. Ruiz to Murphy. Murphy on the drive to Curtis. His baseline drive loses the handle. Lance Burchett has other plans. Gives it ahead to Cousin Nate, who lays it in. A clinic getting put on here. 31-3. 4:41 left in the second. And we're going to go to break here. Timeout's taken.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. All Clay County here in the boys' game, they lead 31-3. They're up by 28 midway through the second.
Of course, Papa Girl Body Shop halftime show coming up right after this is Smith fires a 3-ball, too strong. Rebound Ruiz. Ruiz back to Smith. Smith another 3, no good. Rebound Nate Adams. And on that Papa Girl Body Shop halftime show, we'll have our Subway Trivia Challenge, as most listeners know about. Tonight's answer involves 3 players. I'm kind of curious what our listeners' thoughts are on it. Should you have to name 1 of the 3? 2 of the 3, or maybe all 3 of the 3. If you've got any feedback and want to share it prior to asking that question, send in your feedback to the hotline, 931-397-9004, on whether you think you should have to name one, two, or all three of the potential answers on the questions that will be coming up later. Clay County with it here. Nate Adams inside. Hits the shot. Draws the foul. Goes to the line.
Just a nice strong move there by Nate. And got the finish on that. He's got so much better at that. You're getting that contact and being able to finish. Pretty sure he's senior. Stronger.
Well, and I don't know all the guys from Pickett County, obviously, and what all they do in other sports and things of that nature. But we talk a lot about that adjustment coming from football immediately into basketball. And, you know, as opposed to somebody perhaps who plays basketball year-round, is not even, you know, working on another skill set, doing anything different. You know, they stay in that rhythm all year long, right?
Yeah.
A little bit different. So, Nate, now getting fully into that swing, probably safe to say, as far as the basketball mode goes. And there he is, scoring from left block. See, the play we just saw, regardless of the competition, we understand it's not as strong right now. I don't know that we saw a play like that on Black Friday at Jackson County.
No.
Wasn't there yet, were we?
No, we, you know, our scoring wasn't bad there, but our other stuff wasn't hardly there yet, you know.
Ended up losing that game 61-74, that Jackson County game we were referring to. Of course, that rematch with Thomas on a Tuesday night, February 11th, here in Joe Sims Gym, and that's a non-conference one for sure, but always a big game when we meet our downriver rivals.
Yeah, no doubt. And, of course, the Blue Devils, you know, ranked in the top 10 this year and playing really well there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a dandy, but you're talking about Nate Adams. Yeah, it took him a little while to adjust, but if I remember right, he played a football game about 5 days before that one and dropped 33.
So. Well, he did. Not much adjustment for him, was it?
There's Cole Leeds again on the glass, guys.
On the floor here for Clay County, as Cole Leeds goes to the line to shoot two. We've got Hayden Adams, Warner Melton, Cole Leeds, sophomore Julian Juju Villa. And Nolan Adams.
You talked about Nate getting his teammates going in the first quarter. No points in the first, but he's got a cool dozen already here in the second. All 12 coming in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm. 2:15 mark here of this second quarter. Guys, it's 35-3. Don't recall calling one as lopsided as this in a while. Murphy drives baseline, shot up, no good, but he is fouled.
Well, they've only been good and aggressive on offense. You know, they've had some good looks. They just hadn't had much drop.
I tell you, full credit, too, to the Coach McKinney and these players. It's tough. Tough when you're having a season like they're having, 0-14 right now, knowing you're an underdog and coming out and I was there as a ball player myself. My senior year in football, the only defeated season in our history. We went 0-10, and that's a hard thing,
yeah.
You know, to go out there and play ball. But when some of that stuff ain't going good for you at times, but
well,
credit to them on that.
Well, just watch how hard they play.
Yeah.
They've got to play hard every possession.
Yeah.
Now, they get out there and get after you.
Well, they know they're young. We don't have classes on all of them is – that's another. I thought Nolan had that one, but Tanner Edwards calls off Cole Eads, and I'm sure he's right. A young group for Ed Boylan says Ruiz knocks down a long two-pointer from baseline. Adolfo Ruiz. But yeah, there's improvements ahead as Cole Warner Melton now reverse layup through contact. No doubt this Red Boylan squad will improve, as we mentioned. Last time we called against Red Boylan, it wasn't too many years ago. They had a troop of freshmen and sophomores that we said when these guys grow up, they're going to be good, and they were.
Yeah, and like I said, what Coach McKinney's got to like out of this group is how they play.
Yeah.
They get up there, and like I said, they play hard, and that's how it's a battle when you got a young team, getting them to play hard and keep fighting.
Minute 35 left in this second quarter, 40-5 the score. On the floor for Clay County, Nolan Adams, Reese Adams, Juju Vela, Warner Melton, and Caden Copeland, who's checked in. Caden out top of that 1-3-1 zone. That may not be what we're in.
It is.
Jerry fired a three left side. Thomas, you were impressed there.
No, it's
only 8 years I've been listening to you guys, you know.
They sagged that little 1-3-1 a little different than what we normally do. Usually that's extended more. They kind of packed it in a little more. If they went to that used to be because they're bread and butter. He run that to death.
He did. And Copeland looking good at the top of it with his length and athleticism.
Copeland, a great hustler. Villa firing a three in and out. No good. Warner Mountain keeps it alive. Ruiz picks up loose ball. So we had no feedback on the on my feedback request. May make them name all three, Thomas. I'm kind of aggravating Thomas a little. I tear him up sometimes. I say, name two out of three and all these different things. But it's because of my undying faith in our listeners. I know that they know the content.
Oh, they eventually get it. We could probably do it in this game.
Jerry with it. Kicks over to Gentry. History ball.
Good.
Braden Gentry knocking it down. Actually, Hayden Gentry, not Braden. Nice shot by Gentry. His first attempts. He's one of one from three tonight. 40-8 the score. 5 seconds left in this second quarter. No one out top. 3 seconds. Gentry now. Reaches in for it.
Boom.
Nolan at the buzzer. Woo! Nice little shot there. Long two-pointer. Makes it 42-8 at the buzzer. Nice finish for Nolan Adams. Time for the Papa Grill Buddy Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, to Joe Sims Gym for the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs in the boys' game 42-8 here at the break. And this time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County led 20-3 at the end of the first quarter as Cole Leeds paced the Bulldogs from Salina. And then went up by 17, and they outscored them 22-5 in the second to claim this 34-point lead. Eads has 11 here at the break. Nate Adams, 12. Lance Burchett has 4. Nolan Adams, 7. Hayden Adams, 2. And Warner Melton has 6 for Clay County. For Red Bowling Springs, Aiden Cherry and Hayden Gentry both with 3, and Adolfo Ruiz with 2. As Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs in the boys' game 42-8 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out the new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Subway Trivia Challenge, coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from Joe Sims Gym. 3 minutes left before the start of the third quarter. Clay County up big, 42-8 in the season's second battle of the Bulldogs here. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-cent Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. On Tuesday, November the 25th, 1997, head coach Tracy Strong led his Dogs into battle against Red Bull and Springs to open the season. a balanced scoring attack saw three players, all in double figures. One of them a sophomore, one a junior, and the other a senior. Fueled by this output, Salina High started the season 1-0 overall and 1-0 in conference play behind the 65-53 win. Name two of those three players. Worry that one more time. On Tuesday, November 25th, 1997, head coach Tracy Strong led his Dogs in the battle against Redbourne Springs to open the season. A balanced scoring attack saw three players all in double figures. One of them was a sophomore, one a junior, and the other a senior. Fueled by this output, Salina High began the season 1-0 overall and 1-0 in conference play with the 65-53 win. Name two of those three players. Send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004.
I think you did well with two, Daniel, making your own decision since you didn't get any feedback.
No feedback. I hope somebody guesses. Yeah, they always have. We've never had an unclaimed thing. Doug, first half went maybe more dominantly than we thought it would have, honestly. Looking back at the last meeting we had, the halftime score of the last one, 52-15. So 42-8 here, similar.
The difference, we started out well tonight. Well, I didn't think we started well there the last time. We was a little flat. Tonight we started out early and done what we do. And that's what you wanted to see. And that's just a good job of Clay County to execute and get into their stuff.
Of course, girls winners in that first contest. That was a close game throughout quite a bit of it. It ended up being 20-point difference, 51-31.
It was. Maybe.
Was that final, I think. Redbourne within five late in the third, and then Clay County blew the top out of it in the fourth. Bulldogs with possession. Oh, we've got a guess coming in off of on the hotline. We'll get to that here. Clay County with the ball here. First one guessed I saw was a pair of who was sophomores at the time, Matt Barlow and Dusty Smith, was the first guess sent in. One of those two is correct, is the sophomore who scored in double figures. Remember, looking for two out of three players, one player a sophomore, one a junior, one a senior. Another guess coming in here, this one coming from Brooke Burchett. She says, Nate Adams, that's a bucket here. She guesses Lance Roach and Matt Marlow. Now, Lance was 1 year graduated in the fall of 97, if I'm not mistaken. He was already gone. Now, Matt Marlow was guessed as the sophomore. That is correct. So, a couple different people have narrowed down there on who one of the people are. Now looking for another. Sam Daniels' guess is Dusty Smith is the sophomore. Brian Plumley is the senior. He nailed the classes. That part's right, but incorrect on the people. Nate Adams adds another one. Nate's come out hot.
He has. Good, solid start to the third.
So a couple of folks have pretty much identified the sophomore, and that being Matt Barlow from the trivia. Still looking for a junior or a senior from that year to accompany. Barlow is the right combo. Hayden Adams with it, trying to get Hayden a three ball here. Fires it from right side. In there. He hit one last time we met Redbourne. Now, Coach ain't going to let him fire too many of those, Doug, but he's going to let him have the one.
New ones. So.
Wanted to get Hayden that shot there. Farrah Wood sends in Matt Barlow and Chris Barnett. Of course, Chris, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, is that Virgin knocks down a three. Timeout taken here. Let me restate one more time here. Looking for a sophomore, a junior, and a senior from the fall of 97. Looking for two out of those three. The sophomore is Matt Barlow. That's been determined. So we need somebody who is a junior or a senior on that team. Oh, we've got a correct one here, and it's fitting that it comes from the first guesser. We just had a response here, Thomas. We don't know who this guesser is, But they just sent in John Kendall as the junior. They had already identified Matt Margo. So the person who just sent in that John Kendall request, please send along who you are. So we'll know, and the mailing address, so we'll know who you are as the winner and where to mail the certificate to. But, yeah, the other one, Thomas, the one that nobody said, and you predicted it a little bit. You said, I'm not sure if they'll think of the senior, and I will remember your little brother, John Weaver, my big first cousin, John Oldermay. He was the senior that scored double figures. Of course, you've always tried to hold him down, as big brothers will do sometimes, but John, a solid basketball player. He was the senior who had double figures that night. John Kendall, the junior, Matt Bargo, the sophomore. So nice job there by the – I missed it, Doug. What happened?
Well, we had a turnover. Juju went – it looked like he had it blocked, but they called a foul. Juju run it down, blocked it, but they called a foul on Juju.
Student section favorite for sure. So congratulations to the mystery winner there. Hopefully they'll send us in their name. They correctly said John Kendall is the junior, Matt Bargo is the sophomore. They will be receiving through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline. Oh, sorry. Reading to the wrong part again. That's courtesy of Low-Colors Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, have I missed any Clay County scoring?
I don't think you have. Lance Burchett 3 was the last points for Clay County. We saw Hayden Gentry make 1-2 at the line for Red Bowling Springs. Currently 54-9, Clay County leads.
Well, this half will pick up a little. They're running clock now, so.
On the floor for Clay County, you got Warner Mountain, who's at the line shooting, too. Misses the first. Joining him, sophomore Jake Copeland, junior Reese Adams, sophomore Juju Villa, and freshman Caden Copeland. A Kentucky number, I believe, on the that mystery winner. So, once again, if you were the person, oh, here we go. Sean Watson sending it in. Alumni, Bulldog alumni here, former sports official. So congratulations to Sean. We will be sending him that certificate. Strong sophomore class that year in the fall of 97 with Dusty Smith and Chris Barnett, Matt Barlow, Brad Watson. The other one there that ended up playing a big role. Of course, John Kendall, that junior, the following year in the fall of 98, spring of 99, when Kendall was a senior. Of course, we talked about that not long ago. They were a sectional team. Adams on the inside, works it down to Copeland. So Milton hit one of those free throws a few moments ago, hit that second one. 55-9, Doug. Doug, what's your thoughts on the trip down south tomorrow to see the South Pittsburgh Pirates? Are they, do you suppose them to be an improved squad over the performance they showed here at Joe Sims Gym back in December?
I would think we're going to see a big difference. When they come up here early December, they'd only played two games coming into that matchup, I think, two or three. So I look for them to be a lot better.
And, of course, final score 59-43 in favor of Clay in that one as Warner Melton fails Cherry from behind, helps him up off the floor. Going to try to incorporate more of a diversity of time errors. Of course, in the football trivia, we hit all over the place. We might throw something from the 50s out there up to modern day, and because I've got a pretty good inventory of that information, and I've just got to start building back from the Edwards area in boys basketball. Of course, girls, we branch back to 87 with Mr. Sims pretty regularly with questions, but even there, now I want to try to incorporate more stuff from Hermit Springs high school basketball into the trivia as well. We've done that at times past, but not often, and I just don't have a good database of all that material to pull from, so that'll improve as the years roll by. Curtis with it, driving down to the block, kicks it outside to a teammate, number 5, Tyler Lancaster. His 3-ball, no good, rebound Reese Adams. 35 seconds left in this third quarter, guys. 55-11. Caden Copeland firing the long two-pointer. Knocks it down.
Well, he had a good solid at that first game we played up there. I think he said he had nine.
9 points.
Yeah, he's a good solid freshman.
He's worked hard to improve. He's went out and sought out some AAU teams to be on over the last couple seasons, and that's greatly improved him, as we talked about earlier. The more time you spend in any given sport, you're just going to be that much better.
That's it. You got to put in work no matter what the sport is, and these kids are doing it.
Cherry has his shot blocked by Melton. Melton ahead to Reese Adams. Reese Euro stepping the paint. Missed the shot. A good attempt, though. End of three, 57-11, Clay County in front.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 57-11. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Nate Adams leads the way with 16 points. Lance Virgin has 7. Cole Leeds, 13. Nolan Adams, 7. Hayden Adams, 5. And Warner Melton has 7, along with Caden Copeland, who has 2. Red Bowling Springs, Aiden Cherry has 5. Hayden Gentry, 4. And Adolfo Ruiz has 2 for the Red Dogs, who trail Clay County 57-11 heading into the fourth quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Isaiah Burnett banking it in from 3 on left side.
He's a good ball move with the young Bulldogs there and got a good open shot.
On the floor for Clay County, we've got 3 freshmen and 2 sophomores. It's Jake Copeland as we see Lane Smith, rather. Red Bull and Springs knocking one down top of the key, a 3-ball. Burnett with it, swings to Villa, now Strong at right side. As I was saying, on the 4-4 Clay County, Fletcher Strong, Caden Copeland, Jake Copeland, Juju Villa, and Isaiah Burnett. Copeland with it, left block, power dribble, move, good. Jake really good from that left block. He can go to either block, really, but prefers that left side of the lane.
Yeah, just a nice duck right there. Yeah. You felt the pressure on the inside, Doug. That's a nice move.
Yeah, and Jake don't waste nothing. No. He gets in the post, he goes with a purpose, and it's nice moves down there.
Takeaway almost by the Red Dogs. Kept it out by Copeland. Gives to Strong. Strong into the corner to Villa. Back out to Strong. Now Burnett, who has the 3 to his credit already. Inside to Copeland. Floater in the paint. No good. Kept it out by Jake Copeland. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound by Strong. Kicks it out to Burnett. Two-pointer. No good. And he goes out of bounds. 6:20 and ticking. Mercy Row running clock here. 62-14 the score, so it will go quickly. Ramsey Hayes checking in now. 4 freshmen, joined by sophomore Juju Villa as Jake Copeland checks out. And once again, nice seeing Jake earlier in that second quarter getting time with the varsity guys out there.
Yeah, it is. So like I said, they're becoming sophomores now. They're still freshmen by the class. And you want to see them get that little change and catch up to the speed, and they're doing that.
Right. Murphy to the hoop. He's fouled. Fletcher Strong gets called for the personal. First one's way by Murphy and good. Red Bowman's ladies, Doug, did not miss a free throw by Thomas's count. Perfect from the line tonight.
That's pretty solid right there.
Yeah, they struggle from the field, but I tell you, put them on the line in both games.
Multiple players, yeah.
They could shoot it from free throw.
Murphy too strong on that one. Rebound Strong. He throws it right back to Curtis. Picked up now by Burnett. Burnett going to be run down from behind by Curtis.
You know, we saw the Red Bull and girls, give Clay County some trouble at times. I know it ended up being a 20-point game. A very young team, Doug, for the Red Lady Dogs.
Well, they play that a little different. You know, they played a lot of zone, too. And most teams ain't used to a zone anymore, so you got to take a little while to adjust to that.
Copeland from right block this time, making it look easy in the paint. Big power dribble, spin and shoot.
That's just touch right there.
Yeah.
You know, he's fleet of foot, guys. When he gets it down there, Doug, you talked about it. It's not usually coming out.
Yeah, like I said, he goes with a purpose when he gets it. That's what you like to see in your post.
Right. Yeah, there's a reason we threw it into you, buddy. Now do something with it, and he certainly does. Turnover here. I missed the call. Maybe a travel. He gets dribbling. Billy going to push across the timeline to Burnett. Burnett at right wing. They swing to Strong, left wing. He fires a three in there. Fletcher Strong knocking one down.
Caught it in rhythm and pulled the trigger with confidence.
Starting to look good. Maybe his first, I have to check here, could be first career points.
I thought he went coast to coast and pulled up and knocked one down. Maybe at Red Bull.
Hit another three, yeah. So second career three-pointer for him. Fletcher with it, top of the key, switch to, kicks out to Villa. Now back to Burnett. Like to see Juju get a three here. Burnett and Strum with one. Now Villa fires. Yeah, knocks it down.
Daniel calls it.
Of course, Villa, another one that, he's ahead of these freshmen in athleticism and stuff. Spent the time last year, him and Copeland, the lone freshman last year on the squad. Promising young sophomores here. Villa with a hesitation move. Misses on the three. Rebound Curtis. Here we go. Dylan Curtis coming the other way, looking to go coast to coast. Works against Burnett. Has it taken away by him. Here comes Burnett with his own intentions of going to the hoop. Drives to the elbow into the paint. Shot up and good.
A nice little take right there from Burnett.
Well, I told Doug when we saw the freshman come in at the start of the fourth, I said, now we get the entertainment. I always love to see the young guys that come in. Don't get a ton of opportunity in front of a big crowd. Usually it's relegated to JV before the contest. So they like these actual moments playing real minutes in front of the crowd.
And some of the biggest cheers we've heard all night.
Yeah,
that's what we're getting.
And you like seeing that. You student section goes, walks the halls with them to see those young guys play and get cheered for.
Murphy with it, defended by Strong. Hands off to a teammate. I don't have a full Red Bull roster. I think Thomas may have got one today. I'll get a snapshot of that before we maybe meet them in the district tournament. 2 minutes left in this one. Burnett with it. Pushes ahead to Copeland. Copeland in the corner. Back to Burnett. Swung to Strong. Strong working against number zero there for the Red Dogs. Now Ramsey Hayes tries his luck at a shot. Missed off the back of the iron, rebound Murphy. Murphy now pushes into the paint, gives to Gentry. Gentry, three ball left side. Oh. He hits his second of the night. Young Hayden Gentry.
Nice looking shot.
Yeah. Yeah, going to be a solid player. I remember watching probably all these guys back in the Pee Wees and pretty good battles between these teams as they were in middle school. Jake Copeland adds another bucket from right side. Give him six now.
Really good high-low action, him and Ramsey right there to get that high-low action.
Minute 10 left in this one. 74-18. Murphy with it, looking for Gentry. Can't find him. Gives off to zero.
Zero is Glenley Cowan.
Cowan?
Cowan.
Murphy on the drive, misses, rebound Copeland. Copeland going to have it stripped away by Murphy, and Reborn maintains possession here. 45 seconds left in this contest.
Yeah, looks like we got Cowan along with Eli Taylor in there, number four. Of course, you talked about 24, Hayden Gentry, and 11, Michael Murphy. Am I missing one?
Maybe.
14, Logan Taylor.
Okay. Murphy with it, drives to the hoop, misses the baseline jumper. Caden Copeland with the rebound, 20 seconds on the clock. Outlet pass to Burnett. Burnett across the timeline. Isaiah all the way to the rack, shot up, no good. Ramsey Hayes, the rebound kicks out to Strong, thought about a two, decided not to, gives to Copeland. He pulls the trigger on a three, no good. Another rebound, Burnett with it, going to the hoop, shot up, good. Isaiah Burnett, not to be denied as the buzzer sounds here at Joe Sims Gym. 76-18, the final. A good night for Clay County during girls and boys. Start to finish, varsity on to JV boys.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show from Joe Sims Gym. A good night for Clay County basketball. Came on the air saying the best way to get over a loss is a win. Both teams chalking up wins tonight. Just saw the boys have a 76-18 final against the Young Redbone Springs team. We're going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to us by Eagle Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, Clay County, just really didn't give Red Bull any chance here tonight against, inferior opponent. That's what you want to do, Doug. You don't want to mess around. You want to take care of business, and they did that. Jumped out to a 20-3 lead at the end of the first quarter, stretched it out to a 34, 42-8 at halftime, and then of course, went on to the blowout win, 76-18. But that's one thing, you know, this Clay County team, I haven't seen them done this year, is play down to the competition. Yeah. They came out, looked sharp. Sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it, Doug?
It is, especially when you beat them. I think the first time we beat them about 50, 55.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, the next time you play them, it's hard not to just kind of go through the motions. Just a good effort tonight from Clay County from the get-go.
Yeah, and Daniel, you said it in the opener, like you say, you need a win to get over what happened at Gordonsville, and you could see this team responded. They didn't go into a shell. They jumped out of it quick here against Red Bull in the next game. They did,
and you know, you worry about, well, could this be a trap in some form or fashion? There wasn't any overlook. There wasn't any of that. They came out sharp.
They did, and for Clay County, and Nate Adams led the way. He ended up with 16 points, and he did not score in the first quarter. Lance Burchett, of course, you know, we saw maybe a half a play from our Clay County starters in total. Lance Burchett had 7. Cole Eads got Clay County off to that great start. He ended up with a Baker's Dozen 13. Nolan Adams 7. Warner Mountain 7. Hayden Adams 5. And then the reserve, Jake Copeland was 6. Juju Villa knocked down a 3. Caden Copeland had 2. Fletcher Strong knocking down a 3-pointer. And Isaiah Burnett, really aggressive, with 7 points down the stretch. For Red Bone Springs, Aiden Cherry held to 5 points tonight. That was another thing. You know, teams can miss shots, but the Clay County defense is pretty solid, too, when you can hold Cherry to just 5. I mean, he's a good player.
Oh, yeah, he's solid. And like I said, you watch that Red Bone, they got some pretty good open looks tonight, except for him. We make sure to get him. Of course, that's what you do. That's their
sure.
guy. And we kept him out of rhythm, and he didn't get going at all.
Hayden Gentry ended up with 7. Lane Smith, 3. Michael Murphy, 1. And Adolfo Ruiz finished with 2, Daniel.
That he did. And before we go to break here and wrap up the dog wrap-up, just got to mention, career win 550 for Rob Edwards. 25-year career. And, you know, you can kind of do the math out there. It's pretty good by the year record. So lucky to have him here in the heart of Bulldog country. And, of course, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member this year. Got his name on the court a few years ago, state champion, and just lucky to have him. So a nice even round number there, 550 tonight, coming with that win. Folks, that's been the Dog Wrap-Up brought to you, Beagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EagoPanelsOfTN.com. Eagle Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more promo. We're going to come back and announce tonight's TDS Top Performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County's ladies win tonight, moving on to 7-11, I believe it is, on the season. Boys win puts them at 12-4 on the year. Going to go ahead and do the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We call so many of these basketball games, and it's our privilege to do so. And undoubtedly, you're going to have repeats as we do these. And another one tonight for Lacey Wicks from girls action. And what we saw tonight was just the epitome of what she does for this team. Every time we need somebody to get down in the ditch and work the hardest, it's always going to be Lacey. And she was doing it tonight, doing everything she does well. And if you were listening to that girls' game, we had a big talk about how much more polished she's become as an offensive player and the confidence she's playing with, particularly when she gets down there like she did tonight on the post and sets up. As a true post player on the box, she can be pretty dominant, guys.
Yeah, finished with a team high 14, or a game high, really, 14 points in this contest, Doug. And, you know, we've talked about her so much. You know, the best athlete on the floor, most nights, night in, night out. I don't care if we're playing Pickett County or whoever. Lacey Wicks is that. And I think she maybe had a little something to prove to herself tonight. In that Gorsville game, she got into foul trouble and kind of struggled and honestly was kind of the missing piece in that Gorsville game the last time out. Yeah. Tonight, she came out and just said, hey, I'm still here. Let me show you what I can do. And that's what Lacey Wicks did tonight. But one thing that impresses me, we talk about all of that stuff, but there's one thing to throw it into the post, you know, on a lob pass or whatever, but you got to be able to catch it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Lacey Wicks fumble a ball? Not many times. She's got hands, guys.
That's a good point.
And that's been an adjustment Coach Walker's made over the last few games, putting her in that post and then running sets to her. And that's just a compliment to Lacey to be able to change kind of the way she's been playing offensively to get into that mode where they're running stuff to her. For before, it's kind of spot up, shoot outside, but now they're actually running sets to that paint. She does very well. That's tough to handle in there.
We saw the high-low some between her and Baylor Walden and a few of those things, and that's what we need moving forward as we get into this conference run. For sure.
Absolutely. And, hey, let's not overlook the fact that she went 3 of 4 from the free throw line tonight, an area that she's not always the best. Had a really good night there. So that's a great
Four or five.
Even better. Yeah. Even better, 80% tonight. So congratulations to Lacey. Boys action, moving on to that. Kind of a similar style player in terms of the hustle and the work. It's another one for Cole Eads tonight. He came out of the gate opening up hot. Teammates were looking for him, feeding him the ball, and you know they were doing that for reasons. He was in position. He had set up shop on the post and was working. And I just love the confidence he's playing with, because when he gets it, he believes he's going to hit his shots, and he takes good ones. You're not going to see him throw up some wild shot or anything like that, and that's why his percentages are good. And another good night is Cole continues to grow as a player, only a junior, and I think he gets better every time he takes the floor.
He does. Scored 13 tonight, second leading scorer behind Nate Adams, and had 9 of those in that opening quarter. He kind of set the tone, and what impressed me about it, the leader of this team, well, heck, of this boys program, Nate Adams, was going to Cole Eads. Yeah. He trusts him, guys. He knows what he's going to do with it.
Right.
Well, that's the big thing about this team. There's 4 or 5 guys on there that can get you 15, 20 every night. And like I said, it wouldn't surprise me if Cole didn't have a double-double night, because he had a lot of rebounds, too. He was taking care of
the
first
4 of those, I think, were putbacks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So,
yeah. So.
Yeah. No doubt. Just two really good players getting the TDS top performers tonight.
Absolutely. Well-deserved for both Lacey Wicks and Cole Eads. Tonight's top performers brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We greatly appreciate TDS for being one of those full-time, since the doors opened 8 years ago, sponsors, as so many have. We appreciate all of our sponsors. And most importantly, our listeners, because if nobody would tune in, you know, the sponsors probably wouldn't be lining up to do it. So we appreciate everybody involved in that. Guys, a trip southward tomorrow. I think it's our plan to be on there calling some action for the first time ever from South Pittsburgh High School. We've got plenty of action down there, but
we
across the street at Bean Stadium.
Maybe
we'll be
we'll get a win down there for one.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah, we've done that a couple of times. We called Harriman for the first time this year. We always like checking one off the list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 8 years in, still new stuff. But any final thoughts, guys?
No, just 2 good wins, conference wins, no matter if they're blowouts or what. They're hard to come by, and glad to get them, aren't you, Doug?
Oh, yeah, this time of year you want wins, especially conference wins. So that's just a good night for Clay County tonight.
Folks, for Joe Sims, Doug Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night. Oh, hey, by the way, in case you're still on there, girls game tips at 4 tomorrow. CarQuest pregame show goes on our, no, not CarQuest, H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show goes on our 3:45. We'll see you then.